Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Kahir Chisate. President Drupadi Murmu said Republic Day is a matter of collective joy and pride for all citizens. She stressed that in the last 75 years, India has been taking strides to regain its rightful place in the community of nations. She underscored this justice, liberty, equality and fraternity have always been part of India's civilizational heritage.
Today, India is taking leadership positions in international forums. This transformation would not have been possible without the blueprint laid down by our constitution. In recent years, the economic growth rate has remained persistently high, creating job opportunities for our youth, putting more money in the hands of farmers and laborers, and also lifting more people out of poverty.
President Murmu observed that in recent years, India's economic growth rate has remained persistently high. This has created job opportunities for the youth and put more money in the hands of farmers and laborers. The president praised the way the government has used technology in the field of finance. She said that digital payment options and direct benefit transfer system have promoted inclusion. The nation is celebrating the 76th Republic Day today. President Drupadi Murmu will lead the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. President of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, will be the chief guest at the parade. A 160-member marching contingent and 190-member band contingent from Indonesia will take part in the parade.
The Republic Day parade at Kartavya Path will be a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess, with special focus on 75 years of enactment of the Constitution and Jan Bhagidari. The Republic Day parade will start with Prime Minister Narendra Modi laying a wreath at the National War Memorial. President Draupadi Murmu will arrive at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy and take the salute during the ceremonial march pass, which will include units from the armed force, paramilitary forces, auxiliary, civil forces, NCC and NSS. Meanwhile, Akashvani Delhi will broadcast the running commentary of the Republic Day Parade and Cultural Pageant 2025 from 9:40 onwards. All Akashvani stations, including local radio stations, community radio stations, and the FM channels, will relay the running commentary of the Republic Day. Asonyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Joining the rest of the country, Nagaland is celebrating the 76th Republic Day today. A state-level program will be held at Nagaland Civil Secretariat. Governor of Nagaland, Lal Ganesan, will unfurl the national flag and address the people of the state. The celebration will witness 17 parade contingents, including Arunachal Pradesh Police, participating in the parade. On the occasion, the governor will flag off Chief Minister's Mobile Operation Theatre and also inaugurate exhibition stalls. The Department of Information and Public Relations will telecast the celebration program live on its official YouTube channel, DRPR Nagaland. Meanwhile, commemorating the day, Chief Minister Nipiriu unfurls the tricolour at the Chief Minister's residential complex. Akashvani Kohima, including HPT Zubzan stations under its cluster, is also celebrating the 76th Republic Day today. Assistant Director Engineering Adapro unfurled the national flag at the office premises and took the salute. Chief Minister of Nagaland Nipiriu held a review meeting with the Department of Information and Public Relations at the Chief Minister's office in Kohima yesterday. The meeting discussed ongoing projects and the consideration of new and upcoming initiatives. During the meeting, officials of the department also raised concerns and grievances regarding challenges faced in executing their activities. The Chief Minister expressed his support and cooperation, assuring the department of his commitment to its efforts aimed at the state's progress and welfare of its citizens. The meeting was attended by Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam, Advisor for Information and Public Relations Imkong L. Imchin, Development Commissioner Ramakrishnan, and officials of the department. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.